This is Sports Fanatic Elock 76. Just wanted to, it's my first podcast. So I got a topic that I wanted just to go over real quick. This is what made me want to start doing podcasts. As I was watching this show, you know, and these guys were talking about MJ and Isaiah, and well, Isaiah and the Dream Team. And, you know, I'm from Detroit, so it touched me. You know, really, it touched me. It made me mad just sitting here watching these guys talk about it. You know, so, and Kendrick Perkins said it right. He said, MJ is to blame. Yes, he is. And it's not fair to Isaiah. And these guys talking about Isaiah maybe could have replaced John Stockton, you know, at best Christian Laettner. Man, cut it out. At that time, which was in 91-92, Isaiah was right behind Michael Jordan. It was Michael Jordan, and it was Isaiah Thomas, because Magic was already retired, and so was Larry Bird. Charles Barkley, these guys, who, what? Compared to Isaiah? Man, they need to knock it off. You know what I'm saying? He should maybe pass John Stockton. No, it should have been Isaiah Thomas. It should have been Michael Jordan, Isaiah Thomas, and whoever else came after him. Those guys, you can't put those guys in front of Isaiah. And for these guys to keep Isaiah off the Dream Team was wrong. And Michael Jordan just needed to own it. That's all he needed to do. I mean, yeah, we all knew that he did. He said he wouldn't play if Isaiah played. We all knew that. But at the same time, if he just owned it, like, he gonna deny it in his documentary. Just own it, man. You know you said it. You know you did it. Just own it. Yeah, and then these guys talking about Isaiah should be behind John Stockton. Come on, man. Come on. We all know Isaiah was one of the best players in the NBA. They was blackballed because they was the bad boys. They made the NBA a bad name because they was tough and pushed people around. Man, that's what they had to do to win. They commend Jordan for being ultra competitive and beating up his teammates. The Pistons had to be physical because these other teams was physical against them. When they played against Boston, it was physical. When they played against the Lakers, it was physical. Even teams before that, when I started watching basketball, it used to be Atlanta. We had to go through Atlanta, Dominique Wilkins and Spud Webb. It was physical. We didn't get nothing. Karl Malone, elbowed Isaiah in the eye. He got a gash over his eye to this day. You still can see it. And these guys keep Isaiah off the Dream Team like he didn't belong. His credentials alone, from high school to college to the pros, he won. He's a winner. He beat Jordan 36 times and lost 17. He's just as competitive as Jordan. Probably could do just as good as Jordan if he had to score like that. If he had to go out there and score 35 points a game, he probably could. Easy. And I guarantee you, tell you the same thing. But that's not what they needed for him to win. And these guys sitting here talking about John, he probably could have replaced John Stockton. No, you fucking asked Michael Jordan to be on the team. Then you ask Isaiah. Okay, these guys, they probably could have mended their friendship if they would have went to the Dream Team. You never know. We don't know how that would have turned out, but for them to keep them off was wrong. I just wanted to get that off my chest. All right, let me know what you think.